take it to their doctor. And instead of what we noticed in some cases, the women being told they were neurotic and getting the prescription for Valium, because the husband or bed partner or male is in denial, says, I don't have any problem. I don't have no problem whatsoever. So I would have them take that to the doctor to play it, and then they were taken seriously. But we would get tapes of bed partners who are sleeping in different rooms now and banging on the wall, stop, snoring, turn over, all kinds of issues for awakenings during the night. And the women are afraid to go to sleep when they're sleeping with somebody who has sleep apnea. They're thrilled to get the treatment. Sleep apnea is treated very successfully with nasal CPAP, nasal continuous airway pressure. It not only keeps the airway splinted and open at night, but it's a nice white noise sort of machine that is soothing and restful to bed partners. That's when to be concerned is a lot of these issues. The other thing is falling asleep during the day. Obviously, if you fall asleep as soon as your head hits the pillow and you fall asleep during the day when you don't intend to, that's when you should be concerned. And if the bed partner is reporting excessive limb movements or loud snoring or your breathing stops. So I want to talk a little bit about the pineal gland and melatonin, why we sleep anyway, and some of the physiology behind that. So this is just a picture of a night scene, but we're controlled by day and night and light and dark. Light comes in through our retina, through the eye into the retina, and light is a signal actually to the brain and to the pineal gland